Jennifer Lopez says Ben Affleck proposed while she was in the tub. Ricky Martin and Alicia Keys recordings are added to the U.S. National Registry. And J Balvin postpones his tour due to production challenges. It's Wednesday, April 13th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Jennifer Lopez revealed on Tuesday that Ben Affleck popped the question on April 2nd while she was in the tub. "Did you ever imagine your biggest dream could come true?" she said in her fan site on the J-Lo. "Saturday night, while at my favorite place on earth, in the bubble bath, my beautiful love got on one knee and proposed. I was taken off guard and just looked into his eyes, smiling and crying at the same time, trying hard to get my head around the fact that after 20 years, this was happening all over again. I was quite literally speechless, and he said, 'Is this a yes?' And I said, 'Yes, of course it's a yes.'" Lopez said she was smiling so big and tears were coming down her face, feeling so incredibly happy and whole. "It was nothing fancy at all. It was the most romantic thing I could have ever imagined. Just a quiet Saturday night at home, two people promising to always be there for each other. Two very lucky people who got a second chance at true love." Lopez confirmed last Friday that she's engaged for the second time to Affleck after sparking rumors when she was photographed on April 4th with a ring on her finger. The singer showed off an 8.5-carat natural green diamond flanked by smaller diamonds on the side. In 2002, Affleck popped the question to Lopez with a 6.1-carat pink diamond worth $2.5 million US. The couple called off their marriage in September 2002 with only days to go, blaming the excessive media attention. 4 months later, Lopez confirmed the engagement was over. Lopez and Affleck rekindled their romance in early 2021 and went Instagram official last July. A single by Ricky Martin and an album by Alicia Keys are among those chosen to be added this year to the U.S. National Recording Registry, it was announced on Wednesday. Martin's 1999 hit, Livin' La Vida Loca, and Keys' 2001 collection, Songs in A Minor, are on a list that spans nearly nine decades. "I'm so honored and grateful Songs in A Minor, the entire album, gets to be recognized as such a powerful body of work that's just going to be timeless," said Keys in a release. Also being added are Queen's 1975 classic Bohemian Rhapsody and the 1989 Bonnie Raitt album Nick of Time, as well as recordings by Wu-Tang Clan, The Four Tops, A Tribe Called Quest, and Linda Ronstadt. Journey's 1981 anthem Don't Stop Believin' was also selected. "The song over the years has become something and it has a life of its own," said former frontman Steve Perry in a release. "It's about the people who embraced it and found the lyrics to be something that they can hold on to and sing." According to Librarian of Congress Carla Hayden, about 1,000 nominations were submitted by the public this year. The National Recording Registry reflects the diverse music voices that have shaped our nation's history and culture through recorded sound, she said in a release. "The National Library is proud to help preserve these recordings." We've got the list of the recordings that were added in the description for this episode. Latin music star J Balvin announced Tuesday that he is scrapping his upcoming tour, which included stops in Montreal and Toronto next month. "Throughout the past year, we've been working tirelessly to bring you exciting and immersive Jose Tour USA, where everyone feels welcome to the party," read a statement on the singer's Instagram. "COVID has caused some unforeseen production challenges, and I wouldn't be able to keep my promise of giving you the absolute best show possible. Because I believe that you deserve that, I made the difficult decision to reschedule the tour." The statement promised fans new dates will be announced within the next few weeks, and tickets will be honored. Balvin added, "I'm continuously in awe of your love and support, and I can't wait to see you on the road where we celebrate together and keep the good vibes rolling." The 25-date Jose tour announced last September was due to kick off on April 19th in San Antonio, Texas. Balvin had shows set for May 27th at Montreal's Bell Center and the following night at Toronto's Scotiabank Arena. At both venues, thousands of seats were still available, according to Ticketmaster. Balvin's announcement evoked Adele's January statement about the cancellation of her Las Vegas residency just days before it was set to begin. "We've been absolutely destroyed by delivery days and COVID," she said at the time. "It's been impossible to finish the show, and I can't give you what I've got right now, and I'm gutted." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.